Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Talk Business with Howard, where CEOs, presidents, and business owners go for practical advice and creative solutions to help business flow. And now, here's your host, the voice of business advice, Howard Lewinter.
Hello, and welcome to Talk Business with Howard. I am Howard Lewinter, and I am always ready to talk business. Are you? I'm sure you can picture this in your mind. You're sitting around at a family dinner, and possibly your father or your grandfather is shaking their head, and they're speaking up, and they're going, "You know, I remember when bread was 29 cents a loaf, and I remember when gasoline was 29.9 cents. I can't believe what things cost today. I just don't know how that happened." Or possibly they'll say something like, "You know, back in the 60s, I bought a Chrysler, which was a well-engineered car, for $2,700. Now today, that same car is $30,000 or so. How could that be?" So they're living in the past. They're not living today. They all wish for the past. And we all wish for something in the past. We wish life was easier. We wish we could be younger. We wish we could go back to those magical teenage years. Everybody wishes for something that they can't have. And as a business person, we're wishing for things too. We're wishing that it wasn't so hard to do business today. We're wishing that there wasn't so much taxation and regulations. We're wishing that we understood employees. But it's a new day in business, and a new day starts today. And to be successful, we need, as business people, to understand that new day. We need to understand how millennials think. When they come to work for us, what are they thinking? They're not thinking what their grandparents thought. They may not have the same work ethic. They may not have the same dedication. What does that mean? How do we deal with them? How do we handle it? How do we get our company working? How do we lead these people? Or possibly, we don't really understand all of the new technology. The Twitter, the LinkedIn, the Facebook, things that are moving at lightning speed. Every time you just understand something, it moves on to something else. But we must absolutely be in the world of today. We cannot live in the past. We cannot wish that everyone had quarters in their pocket and went to their payphone. Payphones, in large, don't exist anymore. You might find them at the airport. You might find one once in a while. But they used to be everywhere. How are you going to run your business, and how are you going to think like a young person? How are you going to think in terms of today, not in terms of yesterday? There are too many business people still thinking in terms of yesterday. Now, of course, the young people don't have a problem with that, but we're going through a transition of the old economy, where everything was understood and never changed, and the new economy, where things change very quickly. Now, there's been some of that. Some people are on board. Some people understand it. But the majority of business people, 50, 60 or years or more, really are lost. They really don't know what to do. Well, what they need to do is they need to find out what to do. They either need to bring in consultants to absolutely teach them and bring their company up to date. They need to read. They need to study. They need to talk to young people. They need to hire the right people who are going to take them there. They need to update their software programs to run their business. Software programs today can do an incredible job of tracking things if they're used correctly. And most business people put software programs in, but they never really learn how to use them. They don't really know what to do with them. So you see, everywhere we look, things are changing. Because they're changing, you, the business person, needs to change with them. If you don't change with them, and you don't change with the times, and you don't change with the technology, and you don't change with the attitudes of your employees, sure enough, your competitors are. They're going to outpace you. They're going to get the business. And you don't want that to happen. So today, start today to think in a different way. To look around and say, what do I need to do? What new thinking do I need? How flexible do I need to be? How inflexible have I been? Be honest with yourself. Be direct with yourself. Be critical of yourself, not to criticize yourself, but because you are going to absolutely put in place what you need to and change your thinking to win the game of business in today's times. It's a new day in business, more opportunity than ever. And I look forward to you, the business person, capitalizing on that opportunity and becoming very successful. This is Howard LaWinter, and of course, I always look forward to talking business with you.
Connect with Howard anytime at talkbusinesswithhoward.com. You can also continue the conversation with Howard on Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn. Thank you for listening to Talk Business with Howard.